Chapter 8 Lessons on Life. I will open my heart to you, answered Markheim. This crime in which you find me is my last bad act. On my way to it, I have learned many lessons. It is in itself a lesson, a very important lesson. Until this act, I had been driven by a sense of disgust with the world. I was very poor and had no way to improve my situation. There are many virtues that can stand up to temptations to do bad things. My virtues were not this kind, and I had a desire for pleasure. But today, and after this murder, I take both the power and a fresh resolve to be myself. I begin to see myself all changed. I see these hands as the agents of good, and my heart is at peace. Something is coming over me out of the past. It is from the dreams I had on Sunday evenings. It was of my future when I shed tears over reading great books, and of my past when I talked, as an innocent child, with my mother. There lies my life. I have wandered a few years, but now I see once more my direction in life. You are planning to use this money on the stock exchange. Am I right? Remarked the visitor. And there, if I am not mistaken, you have already lost thousands of dollars.
Ah, said Markheim, but this time I have a sure thing.
This time again you will lose, replied the visitor quietly.
Ah, but I will use only half and keep the other half of the money, cried Markheim.
That you will also lose, said the other. Markheim began to sweat.
Well then, what does it matter? He shouted. Say it is lost. If I am forced to be poor again, shall one part of me continue until the end to win over the other?
Evil and good run strong in me, calling me both ways. And I like both sides equally. I can understand good acts, resistant to desires and suffering. And even though I have committed such a crime as murder, I know pity very well. I pity the poor. I pity and help them. And I prize love. I love honest laughter. There is no good thing nor true thing on earth that I do not love from my heart. And are only my vices to direct my life and my virtues to be without effect? But the visitor raised his finger. For the 36 years that you have been in this world, said he, through many changes in your life, I have watched you steadily fall. 15 years ago, you would have stopped a thief. 3 years back, you would have shaken at the thought of murder. Is there any crime or cruelty that would still disgust you? 5 years from now, I know what will happen to you. You will only fall in a downward cycle of evil. Nothing but death will be able to stop you.
It is true, Markheim said. I have in some degree given in to evil, but it is so with all men. The very saints, in the mere exercise of living, grow less pure and take on the tone of their surroundings.
I will ask you one simple question, said the other, and as you answer, I shall read to you your moral horoscope. Are you more difficult to please with your own conduct, or do you accept these moral failures with an open mind?
Difficult to please? Repeated Markheim painfully. No, he added without hope. I have gone down in all.
Then, said the visitor, content yourself with what you are, for you will never change. I will remember what you have just told me, and I will never forget it. Markheim did not say anything for a long while, and it was the visitor who first broke the silence. That being so, the stranger said, shall I show you where the money is?
And will I be forgiven? Cried Markheim.
Have you not tried to ask for forgiveness? Returned the other. 2 or 3 years ago, did I not see you trying to be a better person? I recall you going to church and singing louder than anyone else in the church.
It is true, said Markheim, and I clearly see what remains for me by way of duty. I thank you for these lessons from my soul. My eyes are opened, and I see myself at last for what I am. At this moment, the sharp note of the doorbell rang through the house. The visitor, as though this were some planned signal for which he had been waiting, changed his manner at once.